This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and the Arnia district of Jammu and Kashmir. The defense sources said all the missiles were intercepted and blocked by the air defense units. The sources said that the visuals from the Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like a terror organization, Hamas, and the sources say that the Pakistan's ISI and the Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur are in proximity to the international boundary and were targeted by the Pakistan using missiles and the drones. There have been no losses and the threat were neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces as per the SOP with the kinetic and the non-kinetic means. The defense sources said that the drones were sighted at multiple places along with the front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by the Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. yesterday, border security force foiled a major infiltration build at the international boundary of Jammu-Kashmir Samba district. In view of the recent aggregation from the Pakistan side, Kishangarh, Bhuntar and the Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier, the operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed the media reports claiming that the airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, Delhi Airport has issued travel advisory, saying that the operation remained normal. Some flights are impacted due to the changing airspace conditions and the heightened security. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, spoke with the U.S. Secretary of the State, Marco Rubio, and underlined that India's targeted and measured response to the cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, he said that India will firmly counter any attempts of escalation. He said that he deeply appreciates the U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, discussed that India's targeted and measured response to firmly counter terrorism is in a teleconference at the Italian Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Dr. Jaishankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed the ongoing developments with the EU High Representative of the Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas. India has been measured in its actions on any escalation and will take a firm response, added Dr. Jaishankar. Indian Armed Forces targeted the air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that the air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said that the Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in the northern and the western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kartapura, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Faloni, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. These were neutralized by the Integrated Counter UAS Grid and Air Defense Systems. The ministry said that Pakistan had increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and the heavy caliber artillery in the areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri districts of Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said that the 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children due to the Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India has compelled to report to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has directed the secretaries of different ministries and departments to undertake a comprehensive review of the operations and ensure the foolproof functioning of the essential systems with a special focus on the readiness, the emergency response and the internal communication protocols. Mr. Modi also called for the continued alertness, institutional synergy and the clear communication as the nation navigates for this sensitive period. American prelate Robert Farnaz Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of Catholic Church. And that is the end of this news bulletin.